In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm looking at Isaiah 40. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says the Lord. Comfort my people, says God. Speak tenderly, tenderly to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, her sin, her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Where does this come from, that God is comforting Jerusalem? You see, after 70 years of being cooped up in Babylon, the Lord raises up the prophet to say, comfort, comfort my people. How were they feeling in Babylon for 70 years? Psalm 137, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung up our harps upon the willows in the midst of thereof, and there they carried us away captive. And they required of us a song, the songs that we used to sing in the temple. And they that wasted us required us to be happy. Sing us one of the songs that you sang in the temple. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? I tell you, Isaiah now says, comfort, comfort my people. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. And he speaks to us. He says, Father Tom, comfort, comfort my people. Speak tenderly to my people. Let them know that God is for them. Let them know that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that no matter where they are today, that I love them and I want to bring them further into my love. Go comfort my people. Comfort my people. Tell them that no sin can separate anymore if they confess that sin and they turn to the Lord. Oh, and they repent. Comfort my people and tell them, God is for you. Who can be against you? Comfort my people. Comfort them. Oh, there are so many people that are living in this alienation, the alienation from God, because they think that they can't be forgiven. They think they can't experience the love of God again. Oh, they once experienced that love and then they turned away from the Lord. But the Lord says, comfort, comfort my people. Speak tenderly to my people. Let them know the warfare is over. I have surrendered my life unto the Father, and I gave my life up for them, and I shed my blood for them. Comfort my people. Tell them, come to me, all of you who are weary and laden with burdens, and I will refresh you. Oh, come, come to me, the Lord says. I tell you, we need words of comfort, especially in these dark days where everything seems to be going haywire. The Lord is in control. The Lord is in control. The Lord is in control. Say it. Say it. The Lord is in control. And he says, I want my people comforted. I want them to know I am still on the throne and I hear and answer prayer. I am still God Almighty, and no one can take that from me. Oh, yes, you've been messed up. You've fallen. You've done this. You've done that. You said to the Lord, I'll never do it again. And what happened? You fell into it again. And the Lord says, come to me. Don't run from me when you sin. Run toward me when you sin. Comfort my people. Tell them, my arms are outstretched to them. I tell you the story of Sean. Sean came to me many years ago, and his mother wanted him to see me before he went to jail. Well, he's on his way to jail. I don't know what he did or what he didn't do, and that's none of my business. But when he came into the rectory, I said to Sean, I said, Sean, how are things? And he said, things are really wonderful. Things are good. Now, I knew he was lying. I knew he was lying. I said, Sean, can I pray with you? No, I don't need you to pray with me. I'm fine. My daughter is fine. We're all fine. So before he left, I said, can I give you a blessing? He said, yeah, you can give me a blessing. So I blessed him, touched his head, and immediately he was on the floor. Immediately he was on the floor. And I said, Sean, what do you want to do? And he said, I want to go to sleep. And immediately he was in this deep, deep, deep presence of God, deep, deep presence of God. And he, that presence of God, the glory of God was flooding him. Oh, it was amazing. It was totally amazing, the love that God showed toward him. So finally I asked him to wake up, and I said to him, Sean, were you with Jesus? And his eyes were as big as snappers. I say, it was so big. He said, I was. How do you know? I said, what did he look like? He said, oh, it's nothing like I thought. He had olive skin and hair as white as snow. I said, Sean, did he speak to you? What did he say? And I remember Sean's on his way to jail. He said, he spoke my name, Sean. And what did he say about you? Sean, I love you. I love you. You know, he's on his way to jail. And Jesus says, Sean, I love you. I said, how did you respond to Jesus? He said, Jesus, I love you. I said, what happened next? He opened his arms to me. I said, and what happened? I ran into his arms. I said, what happened next? He said, you called my name and it all went away. He said, but I was someplace, Father Tom. I was someplace where I saw grapefruit, and the grapefruit had life, big grapefruit, so big on these trees, and the grass was evergreen, nothing like we have here. You see, the Lord was comforting Sean before he went to jail. You know, I don't even know if he repented, but he experienced the presence of God. He experienced the presence of God. The Lord was so available to him. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. And you know what? I got the overflow. I got the overflow. So the Lord says to you today, I want you to know. I want you to know that I comfort you. I comfort you. You're a part of my people. I comfort you. I speak tenderly to you. I'm telling you, your warfare is over if you surrender to me. Surrender to me, your warfare will be over. I am the one that's worthy of you. Surrender to me. Surrender the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yes, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, it's easy to surrender the good, but the bad and the ugly is what the Lord wants. Because when we give him the bad and the ugly, you know what happens? He is able to take it. He can only take what we give him. You know, we're going to give him only the nice things that we do, only the good things that we do. No, no, I give you my life. My whole life, my thought life, my everything. I give you everything, Jesus. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my mind. I give you my unruly mind. Sometimes it's so unruly and so judgmental. Oh, but what does the Lord say? Thank you. I want to comfort you. I want you to know that I love you. I want you to know that it's okay. It's okay that you've given me these things. I want to change you, but you'll never be changed unless it's by my grace, by my love. That's the only way you'll be changed. You can try and try again. You can't change yourself. That's why Jesus died on the cross, to give you grace to be changed. Jesus died on the cross to give you grace to be changed, that no matter what you are or who you are or where you've been or what you've done, yes, yes, what you've done, the Lord wants to give you grace, grace that will change you from inside out. And that grace is amazing. That's right. We sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Yes, I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. Oh, the greatest thing about being lost is being found. The greatest thing of being lost is being found, that we are found by the Lord. We are found by His presence. We are found by Jesus Christ, who gave His life for us. Oh, listen, my friend, you do not need to be far from God, because God is closer than your breath. Jesus wants to come into your heart. He wants to come into your life. He wants to come into your circumstances, as dark as they are. You might have no hope today. You're even thinking, I don't want to live any longer. I'm telling you, Jesus is saying, I've got a plan for you. Jesus Christ is the man with the plan. He is the man with the plan. And you know what? He can bring good out of evil. That's what the cross tells me. There was nothing more disgusting than the cross. Nothing more disgusting than the cross. And you know what? It was on the cross that Jesus saves His people. It was on the cross that He bled for us. It was on the cross that He gave Himself for us. Jesus Christ gave Himself for you. You are not God's impossible case. Hallelujah. You are not God's impossible case. No one is the impossible case. You might think that, but you know what? That's pride. That's pride, thinking that the Lord can't change you. That's pride. Comfort my people. Comfort them and tell them, every single one of them, I've got plans for them. I've got plans for them. I've got plans for you. I'm the man with the plan. But you've got to put your hand in my hand. You've got to start walking in Christ. You might say, I used to walk in Christ. I used to walk in Him. I used to feel His presence. I used to feel His joy. And then I got messed up. I got into this. I got into that. I got into drugs. I got into alcohol. I got into sex. The Lord says, today is the day of salvation. Today, I want to forgive you. Today, I want to carry you through. You might just say, you know, my life is kind of boring. How does God want to make it rich? He wants to put some spice in your life. And you know what the spice is? The Holy Ghost. I tell you, when Jesus puts the Holy Ghost in somebody's life, the Holy Spirit in somebody's life, things begin to happen. Things begin to happen. God begins to move. Oh, how much I need the Holy Spirit. How much I need the Spirit of God to say to you today, the Lord wants to comfort you. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Oh, the Lord says, I've got plans for these people, but they've got to give their life to me. They've got to give it all to me. Give it all, give it all, give it all to Jesus. All to Jesus. Surrender all to Jesus. Give it all. I give you all, my Lord. 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 All that is disgusting, all that is disgusting, all that is disgusting, I give it all to you. I give it all to Jesus. I give it all to Jesus. I give it all to Jesus. I give it all to you. I give you my lukewarmness. I give you my lukewarmness. I give you my lukewarmness. I give it all to you. I ask for your fire. I ask for your fire. I ask for your fire in place of all my stuff. Yes, I ask for the fire of God to come upon us today. That fire that came on the apostles and our Blessed Mother. I ask for that fire to be given to you and given to me. Oh, how we need that fire to replace the lukewarmness. Oh, yes, be hot or cold, but not lukewarm. For if you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. I give you all today. All to Jesus I surrender. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior, I surrender all. And you know, this is such a beautiful scripture. It says, behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Now, I'll read that again, because it's going to surprise you. Behold, the Lord will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Strong hand, arm ruling for him. But what's the next line? He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. That's the strong hand. He shall gather the lambs with his arm. That's his strong hand. He shall carry them into his bosom. That's the strong hand. He shall gently lead those who are with young. When I read that, you know, for the first time, I read, behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. I thought, my gosh, what's going to be next? This strong hand, this strong arm, this glorious God that is all-powerful. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm. He shall carry them into his bosom, and he shall gently lead those that are with young. You are that lamb. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather you, one of his lambs, into his arms. He shall carry you in his bosom, and he shall gently lead you that are with young. You see, the strong arm of God is the shepherd God. I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. I am the good shepherd. I smell like the sheep. I became one of you. I gave my life up for you. My strong hand is my comfort. My strong hand is my love for you. My strong hand is the shepherd who takes the lamb and enfolds the lamb in his bosom. He takes you into his bosom that you can hear his heartbeat. He takes you into his bosom where you can hear his heartbeat speaking love toward you, kindness toward you. That's why you've got to give it all to Jesus. All the gawk, all the black stuff, all the misery, as the Italians say, miseria, all the miseria, all the hurt, all the problems. Oh, Jesus Christ knows how to help you through it all, through it all. I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God through it all. You see, it's not after I'm finished I need Jesus. I need Jesus while I'm in the quicksand. I need Jesus when everything around me is dark. I need Jesus when I feel hopeless. But I'm telling you, hopelessness is not real if you give it up to Jesus, if you give it to him. Hopeless is not real. Let me read this again. Behold, the Lord will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. And he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. That strong hand of the Lord. And he shall gather the lambs with his arm. And he shall carry his lambs into his bosom. And he shall gently lead them that are with young. The strong hand of the Lord is the shepherd's hand. And as we look at the Good Shepherd, his hands have been pierced for you. His hands have been pierced for me. Oh, his hands are beautiful. The glorious, crucified, risen hands of Jesus. Remember when he went into the upper room? Thomas, he said, stay not in your unbelief, but become a believer. Come and place your hand in my hands. Come and place your hand in my side. Oh, Thomas was a doubter, but Thomas didn't die a doubter. He died a martyr. He died a martyr. Peter denied the Lord, but he didn't die denying. He died upside down on a cross in Rome for Jesus Christ. Listen, if God could change the apostles, God can change you. How do I give myself to him? Just as I am. I say, I can't make any good out of this. If you can make good out of this, it's yours. I want more of you. I want to see Jesus. I want to know Jesus. I want to love Jesus. I give it all to you. I give it all to you. I give it all to you. Just as I am. Without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. Not only is he the shepherd, but he is the Lamb, the slain Lamb, slain before the foundation of the earth, slain for your sins, and slain for my sins. And he is the man with the plan. Oh, he is the man with the plan. He can make something out of you if you give yourself to him. He is the man with the plan. You may have been following him for 22 years, but he has something special for you today. Yes, he is the man with the plan. Oh, Jesus, reveal the plan. Oh, Jesus, reveal the plan. You are the man with the plan. Reveal the plan. Help me to walk in that plan that is totally anointed with the Holy Ghost. Oh, help me to walk in that plan that is totally anointed with the Holy Spirit. I want to be the man that follows your plan. I want you to have everything. Lord, you comforted Jerusalem when she was in Babylon, and you said, speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Oh, Lord, I speak tenderly to your people, telling them and me that it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's all going to work out. It's all going to work out if you give it all to Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, the fear, the loneliness, the emptiness, the doubt. Oh, Father, we give it all to you in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Father, because your Son is the man with the plan. Father, people who have lived insipid lives, lives without salt, you've got something for them too. Oh, you've got power. You said it in your word, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. We need that Holy Spirit to come. I need that Spirit to come. Oh, I need you, Holy Spirit. I need you to continue to inspire people. I need you, Holy Spirit, that you would come to me and that you would give yourself to me. Oh, I need more of the Holy Spirit. Listen, my friends, no matter where you are, that's where God is. And you know, he will never be blamed for not touching you. You're the one that has the ability to say, Lord, I give it all to you. If you don't say it, nothing will happen. Mean it. Say it. I give it all to you. I give everything to you. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Amen. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the gospel, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, proclaiming the good news, proclaiming that no one is hopeless. We might be helpless, but no one is hopeless. If you'd like to hear more of what I have to say, you turn to www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net, and I have radio programs and television programs on www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net. And if you'd like to leave a donation on PayPal, I'd be very grateful. You know, it costs a lot of money. People ask me, you know, how much does it cost to have your broadcast go to all the stations? About $26,000 a month. That's a lot of money because I don't beg. I don't say, you know, I'm going to give you this if you give me that. No. I say, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, you be a blessing to us. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. You're not God's hopeless case. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.